This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, Minnesota company, great innovative inventor. Our good friend Mike Lindell has given us some incredible deals here for our listeners because MyPillow actually started in part with trips to North Dakota festivals and events and different state fair, host fest. Mike himself would actually go there, and that's when he found out there was a great need out there for MyPillow. A lot of graduations right now. Great grad gift. Great gift when you're sending kids off to college. Wedding presents. They make more than pillows, too. Did you know that? The mattress is really gaining in popularity. It's a 10-inch mattress made in the USA. Three layers that provide you with the comfort and support you need to fall asleep and stay asleep all night, guaranteed, and they mail it to you. It's a big, innovative box that packs it all up and delivered by FedEx right to your door. Easy to set up. You unroll it and watch it come to life. And 10-year warranty, 100-day, 120-day money-back guarantee. So you can make sure it's perfect. Free shipping. That's right. They take care of that. So great graduation, birthday, wedding gift as well. And to get the deal, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, or call them at 800-506-9028. Another hour of What's on Your Line, celebrating those who died serving us. That's what Memorial Day is all about. I found a list. We had a texter say, what about the veterans that died serving in Vietnam? You're exactly right. What about those that lost their lives in Vietnam? And we actually asked for a list, and I don't know if it exists or what. We're going to dig into this because, to me, North Dakota, let's have a memorial wall of every North Dakotan who served. So we're trying to we're working on this. I don't know if it's going to happen today, but I did find a list of the Vietnam veterans who died from North Dakota, and so I'm going to read that list before the end of the hour. So we'll do that coming up, and more to come on our Memorial Day commemoration today. We also want to tell you about an event that's coming up here related to education. Governor Doug Burgum announced recently that he is convening a gathering of individuals interested in innovation in education. It's called the Innovative Education Summit. And he has invited some nationally recognized speakers to participate. Two of them are with us on the program today. To talk about what they'll be talking about in Bismarck June 8th at Legacy High School, which I thought was pretty cool. And we're joined today by Ted Dintersmith. He's a leading expert on innovation and advocate for creating a school system that prepares students for life, not standardized tests. He's written a book called Most Likely to Succeed, Preparing Our Kids for the Innovation Era, and is the executive producer for the Sundance acclaimed documentary Most Likely to Succeed, which airs May 31st at 7 p.m. this week on Prairie Public. So that's pretty cool. He was a top-ranked venture capitalist in the country previously in his career. So that's kind of neat. We're also joined today by Ken Kay. Ken is Chief Executive Officer of EdLeader 21. It's a professional learning community for education leaders committed to the 21st century version of education. He also served as an executive director of the CEO Forum on Education and Technology prior to co-founding the Partnership for 21st Century Skills in 2002. He authored the Leader's Guide to 21st Century Education, Seven Steps for Schools and Districts. So looking forward to talking to both of these two. Ted, Ken, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Great. Yeah, terrific. Glad to be able to join you.
So we don't have time but to scratch the surface today. To give a little preview of the event on June 8th, but I wanted people to know a little bit about what you plan to talk about and also just make sure that June 8th was on their calendars. Ted, if you could pick, you know, one thing most important as it pertains to what you've written about, what you've done films about, in the way of education? What would you want parents and taxpayers to know about education?
Sure. I'd say it's as simple as this. Machine intelligence is accelerating, and its implications for schools are profound. And so the school any adult went to should not be the same as the school our kids are going to today.
Well, expand on that a little bit. What are our kids going to school? What are the schools our kids are going to today? And if you have anything to say about it, what will the difference be 5 years from now?
Yeah, what kids need, you know, the world is just profoundly different. And so you look at content access, which is 24/7. Anybody on a cell phone or smartphone can reach any fact they need. And so if you look at it, and I'm a big fan of North Dakota and their schools. When I come in June, this will be my sixth time in less than 2 years. I spent, you know, 2 weeks and went to every community in the fall. And so there are great things going on across the state. But across America, most kids are kind of memorizing stuff they have no interest in, they're not going to remember, and are unlikely to use as adults. And so that's unacceptable in a world where you can retrieve esoteric facts anytime you want. We should be having kids learn how to do things, create things, produce things, and learn as a means to completing what they want to accomplish.
Okay, Ken, how about you? Let's start with just today's schools as they exist versus what you'd like them to see. And, you know, what if your vision is heard and implemented 5 years from now, how are schools different?
So I think the way I describe the model is all of us, all of the three of us on the phone and most of our listeners went to a model focused on content mastery, math, science, English, social studies. And so that's the model we know. The shift that we're talking about is a model where kids learn to master content, but what they really need to know is to how to be a critical thinker, how to be a problem solver, how to be an effective collaborator, effective communicator, and creative and innovative. So what we've been working on, and a lot of the districts that we work with, have actually created a profile of a 21st century graduate. And for example, Fargo and West Fargo are two districts that we work with in North Dakota that have adopted these competencies, these 21st century competencies. And for those of your listeners who aren't able to come and be with us in Bismarck, we have a website we've created called profileofagraduate.org. That allows parents, teachers, community members to go in and actually think for themselves about, well, what are the competencies we think our kids actually need to be successful in the 21st century? And so that's what we're working on, is to get school boards and superintendents and communities to start to think about and articulate these competencies so that we're not just focused on memorization, but we're focused on the mastery of these 21st century competencies.
Now, what you just said would seem to me to make a lot of sense. I would have a hard time visualizing somebody sitting across the table arguing. No. The way we're doing it's much better. Why is this such a tough sell? Why is this difficult to implement?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is that everybody went to school under the old system. So a lot of parents go, well, you know, it was good enough for me. It'll be good enough for my kids. Secondly, all of us were brought up under the old system, so teachers were taught to teach content in discrete disciplines, and colleges of education in most places are still teaching the old way of doing things. So we, you know, in order to get to this transition, we actually have to make a lot of changes, particularly in the way we train teachers, so that teachers understand that just standing and lecturing old content in old subjects isn't going to prepare kids for the challenges that are going to be ahead of them. So there's a lot of mindset shifts that are required in order to successfully make this change. So I agree with you. I think be able to describe the change is pretty easy, but to get people to actually make the changes in the way buildings are designed, in the way curriculum is designed, in the way the day is designed, and in the way, most importantly, that teachers teach and kids learn, those are profound shifts that take time.
Ted, only about 30 seconds. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to add, the other component here is what's easy to test. And I think what's so interesting about North Dakota is you have widespread agreement, I think, from the governor to the superintendent of public instruction down through superintendents, principals, teachers, and parents that say maybe we should be teaching our kids what's important to learn and not what's easy to test. Because that's the one reality today is it's a lot easier to test factual recall of content than it is to assess collaboration or creative problem solving. But we should be teaching our kids what they need to learn, not what's in the best interest of our testing companies.
A couple more questions for each of you. We do have a break, so if you don't mind, I'd like to hold you through the break, and then we'll just talk a little bit about this. This will be a fascinating event. Glad Governor Burgum's doing it, and glad we're having this conversation in North Dakota. The Governor's Summit on Innovative Education, it's June 8th, Legacy High School. So mark it on your calendar. Find out more at governor.nd.gov. And meanwhile, we'll continue our conversation with Ted and Ken, two of the experts that will be speaking of that event after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has a new line of self-propelled sprayers that allow you to take full control of your spraying schedule. New Guardian sprayers from New Holland offer the industry's highest horsepower, largest tank size, smoothest suspension, highest ground clearance, and tightest turning radius so you can protect more acres per hour for maximum productivity. Choose from three front boom models and two rear boom modes. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer near you today and learn more about the new Guardian sprayers from New Holland.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
President Donald J. Trump is at Arlington National Cemetery today. tradition generally holds the president is there to lay the wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. He's there. Don't you think camera clicks should be banned during taps? Click, 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 click. Quite sure, but anyway, we'll give you some extras to his remarks in a little bit.
Let them use smartphones. They don't click like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell the press. It's fake news. That's what it is, Todd. That's the problem. Fake news.
Well, it's got to be generated someplace, I guess.
It can't go to the smartphone deal there. Yeah. A texter says, people need to remember this is Memorial Day, a time to honor the fallen that gave the ultimate sacrifice, not a time to honor veterans. Hashtag know the difference. Oh, I love the hashtag text. Thank you very much. And it's true. You're right. You describe accurately what Memorial Day is. Another says, I hate to be negative about anything on this wonderful Memorial Day, and I'm not trying to pick on anyone, any one town, but I just drove three blocks around Washburn, North Dakota, and saw only three flags being displayed on houses. I would hope that you guys would mention this on the radio so people honor this wonderful country that our veterans sacrificed for. Well, there you go. You could even call our friend Jim the flagpole guy, and he'd get you up a flagpole and do it up just perfect with a American-made one, as a matter of fact. One of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. ndflagpoleguy.com would be the number to reach him. So I appreciate that. We're also brought to you today by High Plains Apache, home of the Apache Sprayer. You're going to need that this year, aren't you? Last year, quite windy. This year, probably no difference. They have a wonderful drift management system on those Apache sprayers. So it allows you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Very nice. They also have that ET Ag Center, so if you need a part, they've got it. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, anything you can imagine in the way of parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just the Apache sprayer, at the ET Ag Center. Mandan and south of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, more of our conversation on this Memorial Day, and we do have some more events prepared for you. Some more music commemorating this day. And also, I did locate a list of the fallen heroes from North Dakota from Vietnam. I'm going to read that in a bit. Or track it down other lists as well. So, particular member of your family or circle that served in Iraq, guard active duty, please call us. Let us know. Text us, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. 226-8503. Both work to text us or call 800-228-0550. We're chatting also today about an innovative education summit that is coming up in Bismarck Legacy High School on June the 8th. Chatting with Ted Dintersmith, author, documentary filmmaker, and a former venture capitalist, and Ken Kay, author and chief executive officer of Ed Leader 21, talking about this summit and changes necessary in education. I was going to ask you, Ted, you know, you come from the private sector world. Now you're into reforming education. So we've kind of had a foot in each path. Is it this change that we talked about earlier that's so necessary, so difficult just because of that people in the education world just do what they do and don't necessarily have to innovate like you do in the private sector? Do we need more of a private sector influence to push some of this change in education, do you believe?
You know, I find as I travel, and this was particularly true across North Dakota, is there is a lot of pent-up innovation in the teaching force. You know, teachers are far more innovative than we give them credit for. But we've just put them through sort of two decades of you know, educational torture in the form of No Child Left Behind and Race to the Top. And just that simple act of having people like a governor, like, you know, a visionary superintendent of public instruction, give teachers permission to innovate. And, you know, not wild and reckless innovation, but thoughtful experiments and changes in the way that the class is managed and conducted. You know, teachers will rise to that occasion. Not all, but in any given school, if you have a few that do that, it's contagious. I was in Bismarck in March, and there was an unbelievable initiative in eighth grade, Findlay Middle School, where a teacher there, Ryan Townsend, you know, connected his students to a chance to make their world better. They identified a problem and developed photovoltaic, you know, solar-powered charging stations for, you know, smartphones for people in the community that couldn't normally access electricity. You know, they were homeless. and are making that real. And, you know, you visit that class, which I did, and these kids could not be more excited about coming to school. They're learning science and engineering and how to work with the community in a really profound way. And so you look at those kinds of innovations, and it's really just people saying, you have my permission to let your students take on those kinds of challenges. And suddenly you say, man, you know, is that what I want my kids to get good at? Or do I want them to get good at memorizing facts? And I think those are the trade-offs. But I don't think it's that teachers aren't willing or interested. I think they've been dying to do this. And I think we just need to sort of help put in place the conditions that let teachers and students do, you know, I call them micro-innovations, small steps that lead to big change over time.
And how do you do that, Ken? How do you put in place conditions that allows, I mean, is it as simple as saying, look, who's going to care more about the performance of students than the people right there, right? I mean, the moms and dads that send their kids to that schools, the educators that, you know, that teach those schools, the school board that governs those schools right there at the local level. Is it as simple as just saying, remove the shackles of any federal intrusion here or these outside sources and let the locals go?
Yes and no. So what I would say is that the most innovative schools and districts in the country, the best innovation happening in education is happening at the local level. So I have no doubt that, and I agree sort of with the implication of what both you and Ted say, we do need to unshackle. But not every school district, not every superintendent, not every school board has embraced a vision of change. A lot of them are so used to implementing the old rules coming out of the state capitol that I'm not sure if we unshackled them, they'd necessarily head in the right direction. So I think part of the value of this conference is to give every leader in North Dakota, superintendents, school board members, and others, a sense of the vision that they need to be creating for their communities. Help them understand, for example, what you said, what is the biggest employers in the country and around the world say that their workforce needs 5 to 10 years from now. Not every local school board and superintendent knows that. So this dialogue about what should the profile of a graduate look like, I think, is a really important one. I do agree with you. In the end, local communities will make the best decisions, but we need to not only free them up, but we need to help educate them on what are the new strategic directions that they should be pointing their school community toward.
Well, I'm glad you two are on the job, and looking forward to the others as well in this this bigger conversation for sure. No question about it. Sometimes I feel about this debate like I do about the healthcare debate, right? It's just like it seems so simple on what we're trying to accomplish, yet there's so many different sort of chefs in the kitchen, but I'm glad this education summit is happening. Thank you both. Appreciate it. All the best to you. We'll see you soon, okay?
So, right, thanks for having us.
You bet. Take care. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. Setting the record straight on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. This is the Radio History, and I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Doug Haley, a Morton County rancher. We asked Doug about the tactics used by the protesters to disrupt the lives of farmers and ranchers in Morton County. What did they do?
Drive around, take pictures, the threats, put on the internet, that sort of thing. Other people had pictures of their family posted on their door saying, they're dead if you call the cops. People that were driving their vehicles passed a protest, and they were jumped on and were detained, and the protesters wouldn't let them drive by until the police came. Just constant bickering and harassment. One ranch had people sitting on the fence saying, this is our property, not yours, and you should get out, not us. And pulling up to a fence, tying a chain on, and driving off just to tear the fence down a mile from the pipeline. Things like that were commonplace.
Thanks, Doug. Keep listening for more Radio Histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest right here.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn. learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's
1-800-441-9833. Of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Tom, the Radio God Mitchell, is here as well, and we're glad you're there. Whether you're listening on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, or KTGO, 1090 on your radio in Tioga, 1460 in Dickinson, on the Western Edge. Thanks a lot. Glad to have you along today. Brought to you by our friends at MBI Energy Services. Speaking of Dickinson, office right there in Dickinson, of course, Bell Field, and a lot of history, and those part of North Dakota started really as the first and now one of the biggest oil field services companies serving this part of the country, in the whole country. So a North Dakota company, but among the biggest in the whole country in that oil field service work. MBI Energy Services hiring right now. That is the bottom line. They are hiring right now. What a great company. They are hiring throughout the Bakken, so if you're looking for a rewarding career in the industry, energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then you need to look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, that's when it all started. Comprehensive training, they do it very, very well. They have their own training center. It is, I've been out there, it's world class, it's phenomenal. Excellent pay, great benefits, a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS. All right. Without any further ado, I want to, because one of our fine listeners sent a note and quite simply said, what about the men who lost their lives in Vietnam? I'd read a list of Iraq, Afghanistan, War on Terror, soldiers, and I welcome on the list. One of the reasons we've asked today for you to tell us about loved ones, acquaintances, people you know in your circle who've died serving this country that are from North Dakota, is because we want to make sure they're all they're all remembered. And we can't find any one spot where everybody Civil War forward is there. Done a good job of that, as we heard earlier, in Sherwood, North Dakota, but not others. So we want to read that list. Another texter just says, can I still go to something today in Fargo, Moorhead? Most of those were earlier. I guess there was one that started at 10:30 at Riverside, so that's just going now at Riverside Cemetery. Well, actually, the ceremony begins at noon there. So that's a good one. At noon, Sunset Memorial Gardens. That's in Fargo. Okay, and at 11 at Riverside Cemetery. Fargo AmVets are hosting a hot dog luncheon. Fargo VFW is open. Taco and a bag lunch happening there today. How about that? Glendon's done. Harwood's done. Horace is done. Let's see here. St. John's, 11:35 today. Looks like St. John's, 11:15. Brinks at 11:35. 11:50 at Veterans Memorial. That's in Horace today. A potluck lunch served at 12:15 in the Horace Service Center. All right. Any others? St. Joseph Cemetery, Moorhead, 11 a.m. today. West Fargo VFW and AmVets raising the colors of the VFW at 10:45. And a ceremony held inside at 11, followed by a lunch of barbecues, chips, and potato salad. That's in West Fargo. So there's a few in the region there for you to answer your question. All right, let me go through the list. These are North Dakota heroes fallen in Vietnam for their service there. And I have them by the city they're from in North Dakota. And I'm going to mispronounce some of these names, so bear with me. It's a long list. Amadon, Thomas Narum. Argusville, Richard Beringer. Baldwin, Norman Emineth. Leon Hermdadu. Thomas Spitzer, Bantry, Lowell Einerson, Beach, William Eckes, is it Eckes? E-C-K-E-S, Belcourt, Christopher Davis, David Larson, Dennis Manson, Belfield, Norbert Freilich, Beulah, Michael Wolf, Binford, Marvin Briss, from Bismarck, Ernest Bartolina, John Kelly, Wayne Selby, Chester Coons, Glenn Meyer, Donald Vollmer, James Fowler, Patrick McCabe, Roy Wagner, Botno, North Dakota, Carl Woods, Bowman, Gary Lockett. Is it Breen? B-R-E-I-E-N, North Dakota?
Breen.
Breen. Add an E there. Make it sound right. Breen. Wilbert Fleck, Burlington, John Tag or Tog, T-A-G-U-E, Burt, North Dakota, Stanley Otmer, Carrington, David, is that a U or a J? Bielski, it looks like. David Bielski. I think it's B-U-U-A-L-S-K-I. Carson, North Dakota, Alan Porter, from Castleton, Delbert Olson, from Center, Michael Mayoff, from Cooperstown, Francis Dowling, from Crosby, David Ellsberg, Burned, E-L-S-B-E-R-N-D, Dickinson, Francis Geiger, Dennis Maduna, Douglas Kelly, John Robbins, Michael Kessel, and Charles Went. From Drayton, David Kirkaby, from Durbin, North Dakota, Charles Piper Jr., from Anderlin, Stephen Groth, from Esmond, Randolph Marthy. From Fairfield, Roger Knutson. From Fairmont, North Dakota, Larry Skakorsky. Fargo, long list, Thomas Breyer, Stephen Eichelberger, Lauren Hagen, Gerald Larson, Merlin Paulson, Brent Sveen, Paul Wolos, Ronald Bond, Richard Gaffney, Stephen Hansen, Pius Miller, Douglas Pierce, Murray Vidler, Joseph Crary, John Greenlee, Wendell Keller, David Nesset, Larry Poling, or Polling, David Oldera, from Fessenden, Glenn Belcher and Dan Mishwander, Finley, Dale Amundsen, Foreman, Cleo Levin from Fort Totten, Roger Alberts from Fort Yates, Gary Myers from Garrison, Gregory Kruger from Glen Ullin, Gene Geitzen from Grafton, David Latrell, Richard Orsmond from Grand Forks, Thomas Alderson, James Freit, Melvin Lemke, Richard Olson, Robert Swanson, Dennis Wosick, David Corcoran, Robert Fulmer, Gary Lindsay, William Potter, Richard Trisky, Clifton Cushman, Eugene Lavoie, Eric Nadal, Martin Steen, Blythe Van D. Venter. Also from Grand Forks Air Force Base, Robert Story. From Grassy Butte, Delon Zubke, Hamilton, North Dakota, Gerald Corthart, Hankinson, Ronald Stoltnow, Hanover, Gilbert Bargman, Harvey is James Kopsing, Harwood, Ward Evans, Haynes, Larry Warbus, Hebron, Herbert Lapp, Hensel, Edward Werman. From Hedinger, Daniel Leeton. From Hunter, Raphael Frost. From Herdsville, North Dakota, David Klein. From Inkster, North Dakota. I didn't know we had an Inkster in North Dakota. There's one in South Dakota. William Christensen. Jamestown, Leslie Carter, Douglas Close, Leon Cox, Wesley Mueller, Fred Jansonis. Looks like Catherine, North Dakota. John Tingley. From Combe, Lyle Johannes. From Lemoore, John Raum or Room? R-A-A-U-M, Rome? Ram? Might be Ram. Lakota, Michael Evanson. Langdon, Elroy Beyer. Larson, North Dakota's Wesley Breno. From Leeds, North Dakota, Fred Johnson. Linton, Robert Kraft. Maddock, Norman Williams. From Mandan, William Backer. John Renner. Carl Berger. Richard Beam. Or Boom. Mandarin, Val Finley, Myron Johnson, Martin, Robert Schmitz, from Martin, from Max, Gene Honcharoff, from Mayville, Gordon Wenis, Henry, North Dakota, Larry Olson, from Minot, David Birdall, Lawrence Esser, Alan Corum, Richard Volk, Brian Wold, Richard Borgum, Alan Hinspeter, Leon Lachtow, Ward Walter, Robert Brothen, John Joyce, George Vonker, and Thomas Welker, off Minot. Minot Air Force Base, Ralph Copeland. From Monaco, North Dakota, Lewis Hillier, Mott, Lowell Hardmeyer, Gary Klein, Ronald McNeil. From Napoleon, David Hagel. From New England, Peter Binstock Jr., John Brinkmeyer. From New Salem, Raymond Kramer and Lawrence Zelo. From Newtown, Roger Foreman, Byron Cullen, and James Levings. From Noonan, Kenneth Johnner. From Norma, North Dakota, Larry Jacobson. From Oaks, North Dakota, Gerald Iverson. From Page, Ronald Kent. From Park River, Roger Sphere. I want you to think about it as I read these names. These are North Dakotans who died in Vietnam, serving this country. Incredibly, I mean, to me, it's a long list for North Dakota, right? As we're I don't know the exact number, but it's around, it's over 100, less than 200. Every name I read is a life change. In other words, more often than not, 20-something, sometimes even younger, a life change. That kind of sacrifice, what they gave up, what
many
was
lives changed,
changed. Because absolutely. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Oh, Daddy.
Memorial Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. In a moment, we'll resume the reading of the names of North Dakotans who served in Vietnam and died serving this country. The ultimate sacrifice. Brought to you today by our friends at Energy of North Dakota, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about what they're doing at energyofnorthdakota.com. We all want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations and American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Well, today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com.
All right, more of these names. Christian in Fargo, Marty in Stewartsdale want to weigh in, and I promised a clip from Donald Trump at Arlington National. I'm not sure if we can get all that in, but the priority is to finish the list of names of the fallen heroes. Think about this. Every name is a family that lost a loved one. This was in Vietnam. This list is from Vietnam of North Dakotans. From Oaks, North Dakota, Gerald Iverson. From Page, Ronald Kent. From Park River, Roger Spear. From Portal, Steve Eskeller, and Roger Hurdle. Raleigh, North Dakota. Another town I wasn't familiar with, Raleigh. I know North Carolina had a Raleigh. I didn't know North Dakota. Gerald Klein. Rame, Harold Berg, Richardson, David Kuhn, Rillette, Joel Ellingson, and Arlen Gable. Rugby, David DePriest, Virgil Guarini, and Donald Sobey. From Scranton, Mitchell Hainsey. Sentinel Butte, Gerald Decker, John London, or Lundeen. Sheldon, Dennis Schossel. Shields, North Dakota, Ronald Goodiron. From Styrum, North Dakota, Danny Hansen. From Strasburg, Florian Cuss. From Sykeston, Merlin Labor. From Tolna, Robert Syme. From Trenton, Ralph McGowan. From Turtle Lake, Erwin Knippelberg. From Valley City, Paul Chernatsky. Michael Himrick. Thomas Senny and Willis Weber. From Verona, Mark Mangin. From Walcott, Jerome Ellenson. From Walhalla, Gunderson, George Tongan. From Watford City, Curtis Boots. From West Fargo, David Johnson. From West Hope, Gregory Lundy. From Williston, Kenyon Bean, Robert Himmler, Richard Gill, Richard Hovland, Randy Hansen. From Wishick, Gerhard Just. And from Zeeland, Joseph Fisher. God bless those North Dakotans who died in service to this country in Vietnam, and for every single member of the Guard, active duty, died while serving us, the ultimate sacrifice. Today is for them. Please remember that. Marty, Stewartsdale, what's on your mind today?
Well, I tell you what, that's very humbling, and thank you for doing that. I guess what I'd like to do is thank my great uncle, Albert Booker. He died in Saipan. And, you know, thank you for my freedom, sir.
Oh, man. Amen. Think about that. They died, so we have freedom. You cannot overstate the significance of that. Very well said, Marty. Thank you. Christian in Fargo, how about you?
Scotty!
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
First of all, I want you to know that my radio dial is never turned off of 1100. That's why they call it the frequency.
God bless you, my brother. We appreciate each and every one of our listeners on each and every one of our fine affiliates, including, you mentioned, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. We have 550, the Mothership. We have 1090. We have the 1460 in Dickinson. Love you, love you, love you. And iHeartMedia, that app that you can take us on vacation in Zimbabwe if you want to. So appreciate that.
My dad was a Catholic going to Concordia College playing football in the 50s, screwed up his knee, and then decided to go serve in the military anyway. He became a drill instructor. And so there was a little bit of a military history in my family, and I joined the Civil Air Patrol in high school and ROTC. And then I went and joined the Army and served on a Pershing missile crew. I was a young kid, didn't know what the hell I was doing, screwed up a little bit, and lost my security clearance for that. And then I decided I still wanted to serve, and I went in the Quartermaster Corps and served in Fort Lee, Virginia. So,
Thank you for your service, and thank you for honoring your family members as well. And thank you for listening. Have a great Memorial Day, okay?
Well, I was lucky enough to be in when there wasn't much going on, so serve Schmerb. I didn't do anything. I was just there.
I hear you, Christian. Call again, my man. I appreciate it. We got to go get a little Donald Trump in and let you go here at the Arlington National Cemetery today.
And while we cannot know the extent of your pain, what we do know is that our gratitude to them and to you is boundless and undying.
Thank you. Very much.
Boundless and undying.
Boundless and undying, and it is indeed. Thank you, President Trump. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Pat Buchanan. Talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.